over this second hour of the show, and we wrap up our recap of the top stories right here on the Ego Trip. And this one takes us to the other side of the world, as I did promise you earlier on. And this one actually has to do with diversity in the United Parcel Service. Now, basically what they do is they deliver parcels around the world. They've got 500,000 employees globally, and they have a number of personal appearance guidelines. They have a very long list of the do's and don'ts in terms of their employees. Now, news is coming out, as reported by BBC News, that UPS, that's their abbreviation as a company, they've decided to relax rules on the appearance of their employees, and thereby lifting a long-standing ban on facial hair. Now, there's a thing in the West, I don't know if it's such a big thing in South Africa, to be honest, but where if you grow your beard as a man, like, you know, it's really frowned upon. Really, I mean, I remember many years ago in Russia, I think it was hundreds of years ago, it was so looked down upon for a man to actually grow a beard that they even had a beard tax. So you'd be taxed for growing your beard. Now, of course, the giant, delivery giant has announced that they're going to be trimming the rules when it comes to that. The rules that have to do with the hairstyles, for instance, they actually are going to be amending those. So before, in my understanding, from what I see in this article here on BBC News, there was a very strict rule in terms of what kind of a hairstyle you could actually have. And so then, as a result, you know, you are quite limited in terms of what you are allowed as an employee.